Welcome back to the morning session. I hope you had a good night's rest. Maybe already a bit of meditation this morning and a lovely breakfast. Another beautiful day at Jhana Grove Retreat Center. I just wanted to say a few little things about the program right now. So we'll give some more general instructions on meditation, but also specifically on walking meditation this morning, because sometimes when the mind is a bit busy, it's okay to do something to slow that busyness down gradually. When we sit down too fast and the mind is too busy, it might not work so well. And then we'll have another guidance into meditation, we call it. So it's not a guided meditation like yesterday, where we do the meditation all together and there is a bell at the end. The guidance into meditation that we do is we just kind of kick off the process. We get you into the meditation mood, and then we go silent and let you meditate for however long you wish. So we will have to go and help with the interviews, so we won't be sitting here for very, very long, I guess, depending how long we'll be talking this morning. But please feel free to remain sitting here. So the interviews will be from 9:30 to 10:30. There is a list out there where you can put your name down, and it's just a friendly chat, so it's not an interrogation or anything. And you can, you know, talk about your practice, which is the best, or what's happening for you. Can be, you know, difficulties that you have, but it can also be you know, things that are working, to let us know how you're going in general. So that's the opportunity at that time. I also wanted to mention for the people who are watching online that in the video description you will find the timetable that we follow here. You will also see the sessions that you can follow online. And there will be a Q&A session for you out there on the internet as well. And that's at 5 o'clock Perth time, between 5 and 6. You will find the Zoom link and the Zoom information to log in. And Bantachunda and myself will be there for the group to have a chat, to answer your questions, to guide you in your practice. Okay, wonderful. So if someone who's sitting at the back might take the box next to the door, and we're going to chant the Metta Sutta. Some of you might already know it, so the people who know it off by heart don't need to get a booklet, but there is booklets at the back there, and maybe one or two people can help to distribute them to people who want to chant along, so we can chant that together. That's another beautiful chant to reflect on the beautiful qualities of our minds and our hearts.
Okay, so we will start this morning chanting the Lord Buddha's word on loving kindness, or Metta Sutta. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the power of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, numbered with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise will later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be happy, whatever living beings they may be. whether they are weak or strong, or meeting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upward to the skies and downward to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. What should sustain this recollection? This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So that's a lovely chant to start off today's sections. So this chant can be chanted anytime, and sometimes it's just a reminder how we should practice and condition our mind to be kind, to be gentle, to be forgiving, to be humble, and to be contented. And also to remember to always apply this practice when we are standing, walking, sitting and lying down, because these are said to be the supply abiding. So it's easy to practice the instruction of Metta Sutta, especially when we stay in a retreat center or in a monastery. In the world, it's a bit harder because we have a lot of commitment towards work, towards family, and also towards friends, and towards one another. So the world is quite, we'll say sometimes very busy, and there's a lot of expectation and demand. But since we have left the world just for these 3 days to join this silent retreat, so we can let go of all this busyness. It does take time. So when you leave the world, you have to get ready, prepare, pack up, come all the way to the retreat center. So it's a lot of effort just to come here and to make time and to spend time to practice in silence and it's in peace. So the noble silence is very important, because in the world we have to talk a lot, we have to accumulate, and we have to understand one another, and it can become competitive. So sometimes keeping noble silence is a way to let go of those, to unburden oneself from the busy and responsibility. But the world, we are conditioned to achieve, to work hard, and to strive, and to provide for our families and friends. Maybe friends are not sure, but mainly our family. So there's a lot of commitment. So now we are here for the next 3 days. So it's great. We can basically let go of all those responsibilities and also attachment desires. So it's not easy to leave the world. But when we come to the monastery
or especially a retreat center, like we can slowly unwind and let go and unburden our responsibility. But one thing I realized, even our families is our attachment. So what I mean by that is, a month ago, I went to visit my family. So you see, once a year, I'll go back to Perth. Actually, my family live in Perth, and I live in Perth for quite a long time. But I used to fly back and forth, working up in the mines. So yeah, that was a good experience. It taught me a lot. It taught me a lot on letting go of my family, and also letting go of my busy mind. Because up in the mines, it can be quite quiet and very lonely. But that was 20 years ago. But these days, it's quite well. The mine is quite well established. They have good accommodation, internet. So it's easy to keep contact with the family member. But I remember 20 years ago, it was quite tough. Being a lay person working in the mines, it can be quite lonely. And my mind was pretty chaotic. But after being ordaining as a monastic, I realized you can really calm things down. So we're here to calm things down. So when I went back to visit my family a month ago, for 2 weeks, I realized when I'm back home, I have to take on the role as a son to my mom and dad, as a brother to my older brother, my younger brother, and my younger sister, and to my sister-in-law, and to as an uncle to my two nephews. So after, when I left home and came back to the monastery, I realized I was a bit emotionally drained because of the attachment and the commitment to my family members. Because going back home, I can't really be a monk and become really quiet and disappear in my room. I had to spend time with my family, be kind to them, just have a chat, see how they're going. So I realized after I left home, after the visit, it was quite nice being with my family. But coming to the monastery, I realized, it was emotionally quite tiring. And it took a while, maybe a day, just for the mind to calm down. So same thing. So when you leave the world, leave the workplace, and leave your family, it can be quite emotionally. The attachment is still very strong. But the longer you stay here, the more you keep noble silent, and the more you slowly condition your mind to basically the Eightfold Path, or if not, to mindfulness practice. So what mindfulness practice is, you have the mindfulness of the body, the mindfulness of our feeling, and the mindfulness of our mind, and the mindfulness of the mind object, or mindfulness of the Dhamma. So that practice is basically just being fully aware of your body. How is it? Is it tired? Is it tense? Is it relaxed? Is it painful? So all this mindfulness is good. When you're mindful, you know all this condition of the body, what's happening, and you become more sensitive. So you need more need to have more rest, then please rest more. Especially if you're working very hard at home or at the workplace. You notice your body is still quite tired, please sleep more, have more rest. So when you're fully rested, then your body will recover and regenerate. So that mindfulness practice is very important. Then the mindfulness feeling is also quite important to be aware. So aware of your feeling, if you're happy, if you're peaceful, if you have anxiety coming up, if there is any fear, any worry, this is good. It allows us to see that we are human and we still have a lot of attachment. So when we see all these things arise, we understand it and we let it go. The more we can let it go, then more we are free of it. So we develop things like just be calm and peaceful. Because we are only here for 3 days. So now is the most important time to spend more time by yourself. On your room by yourself, or going for a walk around the monastery or the retreat center. Just enjoy the forest, the birds, and the kangaroo. Because I remember when I came back to the monastery, sitting in my kuti, it was so silent. I don't have to worry about my family, yeah, or how they're going. Once in a while, give them a call. But it was a lot of peace and freedom just to watch the birds, the kangaroos, the forests, and also the grass growing, because it's been raining quite a bit. So you see all the grass grow, and basically the forest turning green again, from desert to green. So it's quite good. So I have a lot, being a monk, you have a lot of spare time just to watch the trees and the grass grow, and to watch the raindrops and the clouds coming and going. Yep. So our mind is also like that. Our thoughts, our feelings, it's like the clouds coming and going, stormy cloud, clear sky, rain coming and going. So all these thoughts and emotions will just come and go. And our job now is just to watch it come and watch it go, and make peace with it. Because when the mind is silent and it's peaceful, it's where we become free from attachment towards the world, and just things to do with the world. Because people that are not free from the world, you can see they get entangled with worldly attachment, not problems. When you see, look at the news, you see this, things are getting more chaotic. Sometimes I look at the news, I think, wow, Jesus, it's getting a bit out of hand. And I realize people are just going for the defilements, this greed, more wanting, discontent, more anger, and a lot of self involved. So as long as those defilements are stronger in people's heart, it'll become more chaotic. But as for Buddhists, we learn to go the other opposite direction. So we practice the Eightfold Path. We learn to keep the five precepts in order to protect ourselves and protect other people. So we do no harm to ourselves and especially to other people. So those five precepts is very, very important. The more we keep it pure, the more we feel at ease and at peace. And it's a moral livelihood or moral precept, virtue. So the virtue is very important. So when we keep the virtue, then we live basically a carefree life, where there's no regret. We know that we live purely and we don't do anything harm towards ourselves and other people. So those precepts protect us and protect other people. Yep. So we practice also the mindfulness of the mind. So mindfulness of the mind, it's just watching our mind, watching our emotion, and watching our thoughts. Yep. And the last thing is mindfulness of the mind object, or mindfulness of Dhamma. So we watch our mind objects through our five senses, and what we are observing, and we realize that if there's greed arise, and we see something, and because we have greed is just endless. It's like almost like addiction. The more we have, the more we want. So sometimes if we can learn to restrain, then we can be free from that addiction. And also discontent. When we see something that we don't like, we get upset, or we try and fix things, or fix things up, or fix someone, so fix another person up. And so those habits, it's not, what's the word? Sometimes it's not beneficial, trying to fix things up in the world and fix other people up. So we learn not to get over carried with our discontent or anger. Yep. And the last thing, the hard thing, is the self or the ego. Because when there's a self, there's a lot of busyness and there's a lot of activity of the mind. When the more we think, the more we want to do, and the more we want, and the more things happens, the more busy we become. So sometimes it's good to understand, to watch our greed, our anger, and our self and the ego. Because in Buddhism, we have something called non-self. Non-self is when we go into very deep, calm, peaceful meditation, where the self is almost in the background. It's just like an echo, or like the cloud that's moving down. So when you go very deep in meditation, sometimes the self will vanish and disappear. So when we disappear, we're free from the busyness of our thoughts and our emotion. So when we come out of deep meditation, then we realize this self is actually a big burden. We burden ourselves into a lot of busyness and sometimes a bit of suffering. So while we're in this monastery or in the retreat center, we can try and lessen the self as much as possible by basically not speaking and reframing from speaking as much as possible. So noble silence is a really good way to practice. The more we are quiet, the more we are peaceful, then the less we have to think, and the less we have to do things. Yep. So all retreat centers, it's good to have a noble silence. So when we are noble, we keep noble silence, then hopefully it will slowly build up our awareness and build up our mindfulness. I was looking at the internet on I wonder how much do we actually think in a day. So on Google, they say that we normally have about 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts a day, or 2,000 to 3,500 thoughts an hour. So that works out to be about 50 to 60 thoughts a minute. So that is a very busy mind that we have. So that's being in the world. We can think a lot because we are so smart. We are so efficient. So we tend to have a lot of thoughts. So in this monastery, or this retreat center, so when you sit down and do meditation, you realize that the mind is always very busy. There's always a lot of thinking and activity in the mind, past, future, planning. So it does take a bit of time for the mind to slow down. So just have a lot of patience and just allow the mind to slowly calm down. It does take time, but it will calm down. The less we do, and the more we keep noble silence, then the more we are just aware of our thoughts, our emotion, our feelings, and we just ground all our awareness on this body, and just be mindful of the body, mindful of our feeling, mindful of our mind, our thoughts, then mindful of the Dharma, what leads to attachment, what leads to suffering, what leads to a bigger self or ego. So mindfulness of Dharma. So the more we're mindful, the more we learn, the more silent we are, the more we slowly allow our mindfulness to grow, to build up. So I do admit, it does take a while for the mind to become silent and peaceful. The other things I like to talk about is walking meditation. For any new people here that's here for the first time, and first time on the retreat, first time doing a coming to the retreat center, and also first time doing meditation, or even first time doing walking meditation. So walking meditation is a really wonderful way of practice. Because I remember when I was a layperson, before I become a monastic, I used to work two jobs. I used to get pretty stressed out. And when I'm really stressed out, I sit down and try and meditate. And my thinking and my thoughts and emotion will get worse and get out of control. Then I remember walking meditation, where I just walk back and forward. And sometimes I'll apply a mantra, or I just be aware of my feet just going forward, stepping down. So that's the whole motion of our feet, lifting, moving forward, and placing on the floor, touching. So this whole sensation of walking, moving your leg forward and stepping down, right leg, then the left leg. So we have three walking meditation room here. So one here on our right, one here in our left, and one room right at the back. Yep. So feel free to use the walking meditation room and just to practice walking meditation. So walking meditation is very simple. So you just follow the red mat and basically just walk forward and backwards. And all you need to do is just to gauge your eyesight, maybe about 2 meters or 1 meter down from your feet, and just be aware of your feet lifting up, moving forward and stepping down. Then the left leg lifting forward, moving up, and stepping down. So that's the whole movement and sensation of your feet, moving, touching, and just watching all the sensation calmly and quietly. Yep. Your hands, you can just leave forward on here. So you just walk forward and silently. And what I find that if I have a very, very active mind, and if my mind is agitated or not settled, then I find walking meditation is great. Because it allows those energy of a busy mind to just ground to the body and just walk back and forward from one end to another. You can walk for 5 minutes, you can walk for 10 minutes, you can walk for half an hour, or sometimes you can even walk for 1 hour. The longer you walk, you find that after a while everything becomes very light, and it becomes a very smooth automatic motion. And sometimes when you're really on the mindfulness or full aware on the zone, when you're walking back and forth, after a while you find that your mind just becomes so focused, I don't know if focus is the word, so aware and mindful, that your whole body becomes very light, and you're like you're just floating while you're doing walking meditation. So it's just like meditation where you sit down, you calm the mind, and you allow this body to slowly disappear. But with walking meditation, because you focus on the moment, on the movement of your body, after a while, sometimes you feel like it's like you're just floating and just going back and forward. It just become automatic. So for those that like to try walking meditation, that's a great way to calm down the mind and make it more settled. When the mind is very calm and peaceful and settled and you're more relaxed, then you can sit down and do walking meditation. Sit down and do sitting meditation. That will be easier just to watch the breath in and out gently. Okay. Venerable Bodhi, do you have anything to add to that?
Sure, no, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. Okay, so it's half an hour already, so we can start the guided meditation. So please, if you find it's more comfortable just to sit on the chair, please sit on the chair. Sometimes for myself, I like to lean against the wall. I find that if I lean against the wall, then my back is more relaxed. That's the most important thing with meditation, it's just to relax this body as much as possible. So regardless if you're sitting on the chair or sitting on the floor, the main thing is to let this body go as much as possible. Because we use our awareness just to ground within this body. That's the fourth foundation of mindfulness, is to be aware of the body, aware of our feeling, aware of our mind, our thoughts, then aware of the mind object, aware of the Dharma, mindfulness of the Dharma. Okay, so we sit comfortably. We can gently close our eye. So with our eye closed, we just feel our body and just notice any part that's still not relaxed. You can just move, adjust your body, adjust your back, adjust your leg, adjust your hands, and make it as comfortable and relaxed and as loose as possible. Then we always start off with doing a body scanning first, just to ground awareness to this body. So we are aware of our face, bringing awareness to our face. And we take a couple of deep breaths. Let's relax. Let's breathe in and breathe out and relax. And we start off from our top of our head. We relax our forehead. Then we relax our face. Relax our jaw. Relax our eye. Then we gently bring our awareness down to our throat. And we relax our throat. Relax our neck. Then we bring our awareness to our upper body. We relax both our shoulder, relax our arm socket, both left and right. Allow our upper body to relax, especially our arm socket, just let it sag. Sometimes it may be a bit stiff from tension at work, family life too. And relax our upper body. And now we bring our awareness to our back. Make sure our back is straight, but not too rigid. Let's relax. Relax our back. Let's loosen our back. Loosen any stiffness, any tightness. Just feel your back. Anywhere there's still a bit tension, just relax. And now we bring our awareness to our right arm. And you need to just move it and just relax and loosen our arm, our right arm. Then follow by our left arm. Loosen it, relax it, and just move it around. Make sure it's comfortable. Then we gently bring our awareness to both our hands. If you need to, move it around. Make it as comfortable as possible. Loosen our fingers, our palm, and just relax. Now, we gently bring our awareness to our chest and just notice any tightness, stiffness, and just relax our chest. And just allow our breath just to breathe naturally. Then we bring our awareness to our tummy. Make sure our clothes is not too tight. Make sure it's nice and loose so our tummy can be comfortable, especially after breakfast. Yum. And now we bring awareness to our lower back that's sitting on the cushion. So please make sure it's loose, not stiff. If you need to, just move it around and just relax our lower back that's sitting on the cushion. And now we bring awareness to our legs, First, our right leg. Make sure it's comfortable, that we're not sitting in pain. Most important thing is our leg should be as comfortable as possible. Sometimes it's no point sitting through pain by crossing our leg too stiff. So if it's easier, please sit on a chair. But so I remember when I first sit cross-legged, it was quite painful. It took me a while to get used to sitting cross-legged. So if not used to it, please sit on a chair. But you find you sit cross-legged, you're quite relaxed, that is fine. And just relax and loosen our right leg. Then we bring awareness gently to our left leg. Make sure it's loose. Please move it around. Make it loose and soft and relax. Then we relax our left leg. And finally, we bring awareness to both our feet. And we just relax and loosen our feet. Make sure there's no stiffness. Relax our feet, our ankle, and our toes. And now, we just gently feel our whole body. And just notice any part that's still stiff or tight, and just relax. Relax and loosen any stiffness, any tightness. And now we gently bring our awareness back to our face and gently just be aware of our breathing in and out, softly, gently. Sometimes it's good just to remind ourselves, when we breathe in peace, and we breathe out, relax, peace, and relax. Peace and relax. Just breathe naturally, calmly, gently. If you find your mind is still wandering, it's okay. Just gently bring your awareness back to the body and just relax the body. And gently be aware of your breathing. The goal of meditation is not to stop thinking. It's just to allow the monkey mind to settle and to calm down and to make peace. make peace with ourselves. Meditation is learning to be a silent watcher. We silently watch the mind, our thoughts come and go, just like the cloud and the storm coming and moving, like the rain appearing, hitting the ground and disappearing, coming up the cloud and the rain, and making peace with our mind and our body. So we are the silent watcher that's watching all these thoughts and emotion, and making peace with the body and our mind, and especially with our emotion. We develop peace, calm, happiness and joy through letting go. Contentment in this moment. Calm, relaxed, and silent, just like the silent sage. as things become quiet and peaceful, if you notice any sensation that arises from the body, stiffness, aches or pain, it's okay. You can gently just move your back, your legs or your hands and just adjust. Make it as comfortable as possible. It's best not to sit through pain or discomfort. If you need to, just gently, mindfully move the body, adjust it, and make it as comfortable and relaxed as possible. And once the body is relaxed, become more at ease, then you can gently bring your awareness back to the breathing. So we are calm, peaceful, relaxed, but fully aware and mindful with the body, with our feelings, and with the mind. With mindfulness of our feeling, any emotion or fear, anxiety that do arise in one's heart, it's always good just to remind yourself on the words of loving kindness. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be free from enmity and danger. May I abide in peace, happiness, and joy. And may I forgive myself for all the misfortune. The more you make peace with yourself, the more you can let go of any negative emotion. We develop the beautiful mind, beautiful thoughts, beautiful emotion. The emotion of joy, happiness, forgiveness, and especially peace and contentment and freedom. And we are mindful of the mind, mindful of our thoughts, mindful of our attachment. We know there's a lot of things we can be attached at, but now is not the time to think of the past or the future, or with the world and family. Now, we develop peace and letting go. Just watching all these thoughts coming and going, and light to be just thoughts, just like the wind blowing by. In order to be mindful of the Dharma, to know the cause and condition of our thoughts and our emotion and our attachment, we learn to let go of the unskillful and develop the wholesome that lead to peace, happiness and wisdom through mindfulness. Developing the beautiful mind. That leads to wisdom. These are the four foundations of mindfulness. Please continue. Be mindful of our breath and develop the calm, peaceful mind.